Dashboards. Now, I just want to go ahead and introduce Ms. Wilder. I don't want to take up any more of her time. And Ms. Wilder, you can talk as long as you want. We're not gonna cut you off because I know whatever you've got to share is going to be super valuable to the team. When I was in Orlando at the B2B conference, which was, and I ashamedly say, my first B2B conference. Yeah. I've never been to one before. I had no idea what I was going to learn. I am so glad that I went. I want everybody on our team to go to the next one. I'm not a B2B person. I'm not like, that's not my focus. My focus is always on networking and team building. But I learned so much that's been so valuable to me in every aspect of our business. So, and once you hear come out of Ms. Melissa Wilder's mouth tonight, you're going to understand that and a whole lot more came out at that particular B2B conference. And so just take note of that because we all need to educate ourselves and to strengthen our knowledge in our company and our
yeah,
business.
Yeah, I'll say it again. I've never heard as many people comment on one talk from anybody from Omaha because this lady, I'm excited to have her on.
I am too.
And we're honored.
Yeah, and I hope to get her to South Carolina this year too. And Melissa, I understand you were in Ohio, and we just get great reviews from wherever you've been. And so thank you for being on our call tonight. And for those of you who don't know, I forgot to tell you your title. She's Legal Shield's Senior Vice President of Business Solutions Salesforce. She's been in the field doing the group side of business in her career as an associate. She was so effective and so good, the home office grabbed her years ago, and she's been very instrumental in putting together trainings and all kinds of things to benefit the entire field.
And I have some questions for her before she starts.
Okay.
That's it. Anyway, welcome, Melissa. We're glad to have you on the phone.
Well, thank you. Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. Well, listen, let's get everybody to know you. How long have you been with Legal Shield?
I have been with Legal Shield now, Frank, for almost 17 years.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's about the time we came into business also. How did you get so smart? We have to catch up. are you married and you have a family and where are you from and where's your tattoos and everything?
Well, yes. My husband, many of you know, Eddie Peters. We did this business together prior to going into the corporate office. And now, of course, he's still in the field building and selling. I'm originally from Maryland, joined the Army right out of high school to see the world, and landed in El Paso, Texas, where Eddie and I have made our home for years now. And we have two beautiful daughters, and we have six grandchildren and one on the way.
Wow. Now, was Eddie in the Army also?
Eddie was actually in the Air Force.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. Just good if people know about y'all.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's important to get to know the people that you do business with because it's really enlightening to see that no matter what the person's background is, the education, I mean, we're just so well-rounded and so diverse with Legal Shield. It just really proves that anyone can do this business, right? I mean, if you just really have a mindset that you want to make a different way of life and you're choosing success in your life, if you can just really grab hold to what we have with Legal Shield, I mean, this really is the answer.
And so what turned you and your husband on about this when y'all first saw it?
Well, you know, actually, I was going to talk a little bit about this in my training a little bit, because when I was first introduced to prepaid legal many years ago, I was actually a little set back by the gentleman who approached me. He was really pushy, really aggressive with the information, and the way he approached me was probably not the best way. It wasn't in the best of companies. I mean, it was an establishment. Eddie and I owned an entertainment company, and I was actually checking on one of our shows. There were people there that were having a good time. They were drinking and such, and he was trying to speak to me about prepaid legal. And quite frankly, the only time I had ever used an attorney before was for a divorce. It's a very traumatic, very expensive situation for me. And, you know, in my mind, the legal system was for bad people in bad situations. And so I really killed the message because of the messenger. It was the way that he approached
wow.
me. And I want to talk a little bit about that because I'm finding that more people are way open and receptive to what we say, but it all depends about the way we initially approach them. So
that's a story. He was alarming, not charming.
You know what? You said that perfect. I didn't think about it that way, but that is perfect.
Yeah, I find that people, when you talk to them, they either want to engage with you in conversation or they want to escape from you. That's the two things that's going on in their head. But anyway, I just wanted people to know you and not interrupt you again. We just wanted to get to know you a little.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Frank. And, you know, and I'm glad to hear our good friend Ron and Norma Crutcher on the line as well. We just love them. Been friends with them for years in the business. And just want to say happy holidays to all of you. But, you know, Teresa, as you were talking about the book, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch the title of that book. What was the book again?
It's called WAVE, W-A-V-E, 4, like an ocean wave, WAVE 4, Network Marketing in the 21st Century by Richard Poe.
Wow, okay. I would recommend that book, and I haven't even read it, because a few things that you said in it.
Yeah, it's one of the best.
You know, when you were talking about analyzing a company to get involved with, boy, that is here on my notes. First, and it's the first thing on my list, Teresa, that I wanted to talk about, because we have such a unique model. So I want to talk about that. But I wanted to, before I get into that also, is you mentioned closing out the year strong. I can't stress this enough, family, that you want to position yourself right now that when 2016 comes, that you launch your business. You want to make sure everybody on your team is, I mean, they're just waiting for the announcements to come on September 4th of all the wonderful things that the executive team has put together. Obviously, I can't tell you everything. I love my job and I want to keep it. But I can tell you this, you want to obviously close out that year strong, you want to share this with everybody you know. Like as you guys were mentioning, obviously, this is the holiday season. It's not time to slow down. Actually, this is a benefit that you want to actually just get more and more excited about, because people are setting New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions include people trying to get their estate in order. And after the holidays, maybe financially can't afford to do this. This is really a gift, a way for them to do this for their family. So, you know, their wishes, you know, their household, their assets to be put into paper the way that they want it for their family. And also, people are looking, they're tired of the things they've done in the past. They're looking for new ways of obviously living their life, enjoying their life, their quality of life. They're looking for more financial opportunities. I mean, this is the time really to share with people. And the other thing, of course, is I for years, you know, would visit with employers who would tell me, you know, that their employees struggle from paycheck to paycheck. And he said to me, well, Melissa, I'm not even really sure that you would be even, you know, doing a service by coming in here for your time, not because the service didn't sound good, but they were concerned that I'd be wasting my time coming in because their employees were struggling so much financially. And, you know, many years of listening to that, I thought, how do I overcome that? How do I make the connection to get them to understand that that actually is the person I want to speak to? And one day it just hit me like a ton of bricks. It was, you know, those who make the least get mistreated the most. And why do people do that? It's because the people that treat them that way feel that those people have no recourse. And Legal Shield is changing the way people are being treated, changing the way that obviously these people have access to their legal rights. And so, you know, even if you're looking at people and you're maybe prejudging that, well, maybe they're financially, you know, strapped this time of the year because of holidays, you know, they try to buy gifts and take care of their families. But those really will be the people that could be the most receptive to you. Those might be the people that are struggling with the issues and the way people are treating them. So never obviously let that stop you from sharing the information with people. And hopefully that that helps just a little bit. But I'm going to go back, Teresa, a little bit to the book you were talking about, analyzing a company to get that you want to get involved with, a competitive price, and a non-Me Too product. And that is us. I mean, one of our surveys, and I hope all of you have actually taken a look at what we call the white paper. The white paper was the survey or the study that we had hired a company or commissioned a company called Decision Analysis to actually find out what the legal needs were of American households. We have a fabulous marketing tool on that white paper. So therefore, you don't have to carry around this big, thick white paper or a stack of white papers to share information. But the marketing tool itself was put together, I think, pretty brilliant by Mr. Alvin Fernley. And basically, just to kind of recap that white paper, it said 93% of the respondents said attorneys charge too much. Now, we should have had the paper to answer. We already knew that, right? But it was just part of the process. We had to understand it. But it proceeded to say that 76% of the respondents said, even when they had a legal situation, that they were hesitant to call an attorney. Now, you think about that. You're in a situation where you know your outcome could be better by being able to speak to an attorney or get access to an attorney, but you're questioning the ability to have that because you're looking at your checkbook first. And then it proceeded to say 9 out of 10 said if costs were more affordable, that they would actually seek legal advice. So it's not that people don't understand the need, they understand their outcry. And it proceeded to say that 90% of our families, 90% of our communities currently do not have any form of legal service or legal protection today. That is a huge opportunity. But what really starts to get alarming is two-thirds of our communities, of our families, according to this survey, haven't even heard of such a plan. You know, Teresa, we've been in business for over 40 years, but yet two-thirds of our communities, you know, our families, don't even know we exist. Now, I know that, say, for instance, to associates, you say, well, Melissa, that's not true. I've shared it with my families and friends. So I'm talking about, obviously, on a nationwide scale when you put all numbers together. So you think about the large population that's out there that's never even heard of us. And that statistic alone has changed the way that we're thinking from a company standpoint. How do we actually get into households to actually educate them on who we are and what we do? It's so important because by the end of 2020, if we're going to hit our 2020 vision, which I know we can and we will be a household name by then. But there's a lot of messaging that needs to take place. And corporate's going to do their part of it, and we most definitely need boots on the ground, obviously doing the same in the field. Obviously, the associates doing their part. But here's really, the most relevant bullet point, Teresa, that was in that survey that really goes hand in hand with what you were saying in the book. It said 60% of the respondents said if costs were more affordable and they knew it was available, they'd purchase today. So if they just knew it was available, they just knew they could afford it, they would purchase it today. That means 6 out of 10. And so when they're looking at a company to get involved with a competitive price product, we most definitely are it. People are even saying, you know, that just tell me it's affordable, I want to purchase it. And the other thing that I want you to keep in mind is when we talk about two-thirds have never heard of us and 60% would like to purchase it, the key word there is purchase. You know, people don't like to be sold, but they do like to make a buying decision. We all like to buy. So I kind of look at this, and I did this years ago by working with a mentor, ironically enough, as you were saying, one of the colors of success is find and work with a mentor. But basically, it was trying to change that the way that I was speaking to people. I remember, Frank, I was saying that, you know, I just really didn't like the way I was approached. I figured out years ago, which allowed me to have success and tremendously been able to bless 10,000 people with this membership, which is just such a privilege. But I figured out a way to have more conversations with people versus presentations. Talk with people, not at people. I think my husband says it best, if two or more people are talking, it's a conversation. If one person's talking, it's probably a con. And a lot of times we get so excited about Legal Shield, and we know everything that we know about the opportunity and everything we know about the membership, that we just get so excited we just talk, and we fail to engage with our prospect in a way that they can connect to us. So I will talk just about that a little bit more here in a few minutes, but trying to figure out a way, if you can, to change from selling to sharing. Try to figure out a way how to educate and share throughout your day, regardless of the fear of rejection of the word no. Because right now, we don't really have time to focus on the word no. All we have time for right now is just to get out there and educate as many people as we can. Currently, we are not a thought and bot product. They're not looking for us yet to buy us. Remember, two-thirds have never heard of us yet. But as we change that tide, as we change it where maybe now it's one third has never heard of us. We are changing the tide where, hey, wait a second, more people are talking about us. More people are starting to look for us. When that happens, we will be a sought and bought product. That's why I don't want you to wait 6 days, 6 months, 6 years to start this business. That's why I asked you, with all due respect, everybody on the line today, stop treating this business like a hobby. Many of us have done that for years. We've been very happy with what we've had with Legal Shield. We've been very blessed to be able to be part of this company and work this on a spare time or part-time basis. And I think that's a beautiful thing. But what I asked you to do in that spare time and part-time basis is work it full-time in those hours. Now's the time to do it with a sense of urgency. That 2020, I want you to think about that, that 2020 vision. If we have actually paid out $1 billion in commission in the last 10 years, okay, when we actually have only penetrated about close to 1.5 million households as members, what happens if we double and we double again? You are actually obviously changing your financial future for generations to come for your family. We don't want you to wait 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years. We want you to get involved today. Now, I want to go back to also something that I think is really important, which is our business model. And understanding that when we look at that statistic of two-thirds of our communities, our families have never heard of us, it was immediately, just known that we had to have a larger voice into a more broader-based audience. And so how do we do that? Well, a lot of that had to do with what I did in the field for many years. I had an opportunity to be able to go into workplaces, right, to companies and talk to a business owner and say to the business owner, you know, I'm in the area and I'm educating business owners and decision makers on my company, Legal Shield. Have you heard of us? And, of course, many of the responses was, well, no, I haven't. Well, I was wondering if you could help me out. I'd like to educate your company as well, but I don't know who I'd share this with. What we can do is we can help provide a service to protect and grow a business if you're eligible, and we can also offer a voluntary employee benefit to your employees to keep them more physically and mentally focused on the job, and this is at no out-of-pocket expense to the employer. So going into companies like that afforded me the opportunity then to get in front of larger audiences, which gave me the opportunity then to, before I left the field, as I mentioned, to have the blessing of being able to protect 10,000 people with our services. So think about this for a larger scale. If a few group producers were able to do that throughout their career with Legal Shield, what if we actually had a focus on it for the company? What if we actually had a home on it for the company? And obviously today we do. It's called Legal Shield Business Solutions. And Legal Shield Business Solutions was never created to compete with our network side of our business model, not even close. It was actually created so it would complete our business model. You know, we actually have a side where, you know, we recruit and we build our independent sales associates. That's our strong network side of the business model. We had to get a strong, solid home also for those people who want to do a lot of producing, who actually want to go in and get in front of larger audiences. We want to be able to obviously recruit those people that actually have a book of business also already today. We want to recruit them in the business and allow them to get this in front of their clients. And so we had to develop that home to give them that focus. And I'm excited to say, you know, we have the strong 10 core commitments on the network side that obviously Mr. Crutcher and his guest was speaking about today. And we also have the 15 affirmations on the solution side. So if you're somebody that actually is on this call today and that's your focus, right, then I would suggest taking a look at the 15 affirmations. We built a system because, as Ms. Aquin was saying just a little while ago, you know, you have to keep it simple. And we know that one of the great things about our business model is we have core systems to push you through. You don't have to develop it. Right, you can actually just push a person through, whether it's your focus or not, through the system. And so if you're not aware that we have the 15 affirmations, but we also have something that's very unique to the B2B side, which is like our Fast Start class, but it's our onboarding. So we knew that onboarding is critical for a new associate. We need to get every new associate to a Fast Start class. It gives them the basics, giving them guidance of how to do this business. We created a 90-day onboarding system for the B2B person as well. So therefore, they have a home that they can plug into. Now, what's really great about this is that we've also developed the briefings. We have two core events that should be hosted in your marketplace or that will be hosted in your marketplace as we develop and grow. Whether you're a network-focused associate or whether you're a B2B-focused associate, you should take full advantage of the weekly network meeting, of the Super Saturday. That's where you go. That's where you learn. That's how you actually are able to plug in your guests into a system that could potentially fit into a network model. When you go to a B2B briefing, we now do the same thing for a B2B-focused person. So now a network associate or a B2B associate has two different types of events. It's not about our focus. It's actually about the focus and desire of your prospect, and you just plug them in to whatever event is relevant for them. So hopefully that kind of can make some dots for a few people. I've had a lot of questions about, you know, how do solutions work? Do I have to pick and choose? Absolutely not. I would say, obviously, it's all about who your prospect is and where to plug them in. I always preach to, although my focus was group, I always preach to my team that I still had to build. I still had to grow. There's no way for me to do this by myself. As a matter of fact, if I tried, I would still really just technically have a job. I'm trading time for money. But leveraging a sales and marketing team allows you to develop and grow. There's a few things that I also want to talk about in terms of, you know, seeing how my initial conversation was with the associate who spoke to me and didn't give me an opportunity really to have any opinion. Didn't really give me an opportunity to really even, maybe he didn't even pique my interest and allow me to give some guidance. And I'll explain to you what I mean. Let's say, for instance, if your prospecting tool, maybe it's the DVD, okay? And those DVDs, the new ones you pay daily, phenomenal DVD. And let's say, Mrs. Coyne, you were approaching me with the DVD, and you knew that Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. was your meeting. So here's what you were going to do. You were going to actually try to give me a DVD and try to get me to a Tuesday night meeting. Without asking Melissa any questions about who she is, you know, what she likes, I mean, this is just really what we do. We have to kind of take a step back and kind of think about how we're approaching people. In San Antonio, I did this training just a few weeks ago and had the pleasure of seeing, I think it was Donnie Smith, I'm sorry, Larry Smith's daughter, Missy, at the event. And I asked her, I said, you know, what is your tool? And she says, DVD. So I said, well, prospect me. So she comes up and she hands me this DVD and she's talking to me about Legal Shield. And I kind of just shut down. And I said, okay, I said, stop there. Maybe I'm a single mom. I work full time. After business, after I work, I got to pick up my kids. I go home. I have to cook dinner. I have to get a bath. I have to actually wash clothes, get things ready for tomorrow. The last time I ever watched a DVD or a movie at home was, I don't know, 2 years ago, only because I just simply had that evening to do it. It's just something that didn't fit in my day. And, of course, then she said, well, it's a dual disc. You can put it in your car. And I said, absolutely. It's the only time I'm in my car. I have my children in my car, and that's usually the only time I get to ask them, how was your day? Or, hey, make sure you start your day good today. It's my conversation time with my children. I said, how about if we kind of back up for a few seconds? And you approach me about Legal Shield in a more informative, more educational way, but ask me a few questions. And so she came up, she talked to me, she said, hi, you know, my name is Missy. I'm with Legal Shield. I'd love to be able to talk to you for a few minutes about my company. I said, great, I'm listening to you. And I said, move to the next question of, if I was to share some information with you, what would be the best way for you to receive that information? Are you someone that likes to read? Are you someone that actually would like to watch a video? Are you someone that likes to go on the internet and actually look at information online? Or, hey, you may be somebody that's social and maybe you want to come out to a live seminar, a live presentation where you could actually get in front of the information and ask questions. We can facilitate getting you the type of information that you desire because we want to make sure that it's at your convenience and your interest to be able to get the information. I said, and she kind of looked at me. She was like, I'm getting it. I said, because if I was that mom, the baby only had 10 minutes of time in the evening before I actually, you know, close my eyes for the night, maybe I'd take 10 minutes to read. And if I'm actually that person that takes 10 minutes to read, and you were kind enough in your approach to talk to me about wanting to educate me on your company and the valuable services that you have, the tremendous home-based opportunity that you have, and you'd really like to share that with me, I might take that magazine now, something that would fit into my convenience, into my calendar, and be able to say, hey, I think I'm going to read this for the next 10 minutes. Versus a DVD that she hands me that Teresa, I'll probably never watch or listen to, not because it wouldn't be good information, but because it just didn't fit my time freedom at that particular point. Because you have to remember, they don't have a sense of urgency like we do. The other thing, of course, is on Saturday, at that Super Saturday in San Antonio, you know, I had a lot of guests come, you know, a lot of associates come to me and say, Melissa, man, I wish I really had more guests here in the room. I really wish that, you know, I could have got them in front of you because I think that I could have closed them. And I said, well, did you invite a lot? And they said, yes. And my question to them was, did you ask them if Saturday morning was convenient? If you didn't ask them was Saturday morning convenient, and if all you did was kept saying, hey, listen, we have one of our millionaire club members coming into town this weekend. You know, she's also one of our corporate employees. You've got to get there. I've got to get you in front of her. You've got to meet her. If you did that, and you did that two or three times, and it kind of turned that person off because they've already told you no two or three times because maybe Saturday morning is the only day they have for their church or for their family. Now the next time you go to call them, maybe they're going to take a look at the caller ID and say, oh, she's going to try to make me change my schedule for her. As opposed for us saying, hey, I'd love to get you in front of some information. What's most convenient? Is a weeknight during the evening sometime, would that work for you? Is lunch better for you? Is a Saturday morning better for you? You please let me know what's going to fit into your calendar, and I'll make sure we get you in front of the information at the right time. So I just want to kind of think about that, and so I really think more people would be more receptive to us, and they'd be more receptive, obviously, also on sharing versus selling. We don't have time to really think about or care about whether or not they say no. Because quite frankly, when someone says no to you, it's not no permanently. It's just not yet in their life. As time changes, obviously, things will change in people's lives. They will call you back and they will ask you, are you still doing that legal thing? And you're going to say, absolutely, I'm still doing that legal thing, right? And so I just ask you, like I said, with a sense of urgency, just get out there, share this message with everybody you know with a sense of passion and a sense of urgency. So Teresa and Frank, I hope I did you guys well with that information tonight. You know, I could speak for the next hour. Obviously, that's something that fits in our schedule, but hopefully that was good information for you.
Oh, my Lord. Well, what would be a good time for you to speak for 3 hours? We'll get you back on. What would fit in your schedule? I'm just learning here.
We'll schedule it.
Melissa, that was wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I was just telling Teresa how gentle you are on the phone and, you know, in person also. It's just a pleasure listening to you.
Well, I love it. And there is one more request I have because I know I've heard about your elevator approach. Who was it, Alistair? Or somebody was talking about it. So if you could just spend another couple minutes with us and tell us what, you know, what that is and
what's the
elevator pitch or I'm not even sure if that's what you called it, but that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah, I actually call it my little tagline, my branding line. And, you know, Teresa, it actually goes back to our business model. We have such a diverse business model, and we have a portfolio of services to provide. And unfortunately, most of our communities don't know that. They may know one thing about us. They've been approached by one of us as sales associates and heard a message of what we traditionally would focus on. And what I mean by that is if I'm a network associate, if they heard the message of Legal Shield, they probably heard about the opportunity, and that's what they think of us. If you're a solutions person like I was, if you were actually, you know, focused maybe on the voluntary benefit side, that probably was what your message was. It's just about we offer a voluntary benefit, and that's probably what the prospect thinks. They're just a voluntary benefit company. So what I ask is when you're branding the company, don't shortchange yourself. regardless of what your focus is, remember it's about your prospect. And you never know what's going to pique their interest or who they know that they can refer to you. So years ago, I looked at, hey, listen, I like to recruit. I like to offer the commercial driver's plan. That was a third of my business. I like to protect small business. I like to do the voluntary benefits. How do I tell people about it? And so I created my tagline, and it's simply, hi, my name is Melissa Wilder. I'm an independent associate with Legal Shield. Legal Shield, we're a 40-year-old company providing a portfolio of legal and identity type services that protects families, small businesses, and commercial drivers' legal rights and identities. I specialize in the employee benefits and small business division of my company, where I can go in and affordably help protect and grow a small business and also offer a voluntary employee benefit at no out-of-pocket expense to the employer. And by the way, if you know anyone who would be willing to help us share the message, we pay really good commission for that. So that's my tagline. It's a few short sentences that talks about the entire wheel of opportunity. And when I started using that tagline, it was amazing because friends of mine that I had done business and networked for years with said, my goodness, Melissa, when did you start offering a small business product? And I said, I've been doing that for years. And or people would say, I didn't know that you were looking for help. You pay commission for that? And so it was my fault that my prospects weren't hearing the message because I wasn't saying it. I was only speaking to what my focus was. So if you want to have more success, I would suggest obviously having a stronger tagline that's more encompassing of the entire portfolio that we have or the entire business model we have. And you know, Claire Terrell is just such a wonderful marketing person. I love working with her. She's, you know, 30 plus years of AT&T consumer marketing. And she has such a unique way of doing business. And when she first came on board, she looked at my tagline and she says, I love this. She goes, what marketing tool do we have to work with this? And we really didn't have one. I had to pull, you know, a set of tools for just small businesses, a set of tools for CDLP, a set of tools for HR, you know, a set of tools for recruiting. And she developed one marketing tool. And if you haven't had a chance to see it, I suggest going on your back office to get it. It's called At a Glance Portfolio of Services, and it talks everything that I just spoke about and more. It talks about the company's credibility and credentials. It talks about our differentiator in terms of the way that we deliver business services, I should say, to our clients. It talks about the product set that we have. It talks about a recruitment opportunity. I think you'll really enjoy it. And the best place to find it really isn't even on our associates-only portal, because obviously there's going to be changes with that. There's a website that we have put independent of our associates-only back office that you can log into. You just simply go to connect, D-O-N-N-E-C-T, connect.legalshield.com/EDS. EDS stands for Express Download Site, EDS. So connect.legalshield.com/EDS. I think you'll be amazed at the marketing material that we have there. Not only this portfolio of services, we've created a whole new quick start guide, which actually, as you sign up new members, it teaches them the process of going now how to use their membership kit, how they can actually go to My Legal Shield and activate, or My ID Shield and activate, how to download your apps, how to complete your estate, how to do your will, and also how to use your member perks. So hopefully that's helpful to you.
Well, thanks for the resource. That's wonderful.
Yes, that's awesome. I've been there. I'm so glad you told everybody about it. Some people may not know about it yet. I know John Gardner sent that email out to his group many times, and it's super valuable. And I just saw the portfolio of services document, and it is great. So, boy, you have really enriched us tonight. Now, that tagline, is that written down somewhere in our back office as a training or anything?
It is. So I did a 5-hour advanced B2B training. I did it across the country in different marketplaces. And when I did it in Dallas, they recorded it in Dallas. So actually on the learning management system, on our new training system online, there's 5 different videos. They divided it into different segments. And it's actually on there under the branding aspect. So the screenshot is up.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. That is fantastic.
That's worth its weight in gold right there.
Yeah, so I know everybody wants more of Melissa Wilder, so we can go to your 5 videos and get more, right?
Actually, I get tired of hearing my own voice, but if you can ever...
Melissa, how does it feel to be famous, kiddo?
Well, you know what? I love our Legal Shield family, so I love having a big family. I think it's great.
Well, it shows, I'll tell you
well,
that.
Wow, and would you, I've got some text requests. Would you please tell everybody that website one more time slowly?
Sure.
Which
it's
one?
Connect. Yeah, it's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, connect.legalshield.com, and then a / and then E-D-S. And that E-D-S is abbreviated for Express Download Site, so E-D-S.
So it's every dog shout, FDS, whatever, so those are the initials.
Yes, absolutely.
Best download site. Excellent. Well, Melissa, we have kept you a long time. You have honestly really enriched our team tonight. Thank you so very much. And for all the folks on the line tonight, this call is recorded. I'm sure we will archive this training in the next couple weeks and put it up on in our back office of performancefamily.com. And in the meantime, though, this entire week you can listen to the replay. It's the same PIN number you used tonight, and the phone number to get to that replay is one digit different than you dialed tonight. It's 712-432-0990 instead of 00. It's 90.
And, Melissa, tell your husband we said hi and appreciate him.
Sharing you tonight.
Sharing you with our team tonight. We certainly appreciate it.
Will do. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
We will see you. Are you going to be in Atlanta?
No, I actually will be in the Midwest.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're going to get you to South Carolina this year somehow. Maybe Alistair is going to get you in for an APT. I know he mentioned that to me.
I wanted 5 hours.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what a wonderful play. That was fantastic. Oh, my goodness. We're going to wrap up the call. I have a big announcement for everybody, so stay tuned. We're going to this won't take but another couple minutes, and I've got Elizabeth and John Gardner on the line. I'm waiting to tell you more about the upcoming Atlanta event. We're getting more excited about it by the moment, and lots of plans for it. So, Elizabeth and John, are you there?
Yes, we are here, and excited about the event. The event is a little over 5 weeks away, which I think is just amazing. But, you know, we're going to blink our eyes, and Christmas and New Year's is going to be gone, and we're going to be heading to Atlanta. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about you know, being able to get with everybody, really soft arms, and take advantage of what is happening with the company now. And you've heard a lot about that, the excitement that's happening in the field. I mean, you can see the shift happening. You can feel the shift happening. And it's a shift into momentum, which is really exciting. And, of course, what better place to be to really experience that than to be in Atlanta with the Performance family. And so, Teresa, I guess I won't steal your thunder on the announcement you are going to make about registration. Everybody, of course, needs to get registered. Call for your team. Make sure that they are registered. And I think there's going to be are you extending the current
price? Yeah, I'm extending. Yes, last week's price is going to be extended through Sunday.
Well, I didn't know that.
We had a number of people calling and
begging.
Not really, but you know, it's a lot of people at the last minute. You know, my gosh, I didn't realize it ended. I mean, whatever. So we're happy to do that. The special price is going to end on Sunday, this Sunday midnight. But you got plenty of time. And today is just Wednesday.
That is great.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, that is great. You go ahead.
I just sent an email out about it, too. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fantastic that you sent the email out. You know, I tell this story sometimes when people ask me, especially with our new member perks and all that we have now. And you know, we've got a friend here in Darlington, and he's one of the literally one of the wealthiest people that we know. And we asked him, here, tell us how you got that. And he said, you know, one of the things I did is somebody told me when I was very young in life to take all my discounts. You know, if a company would give me 10% discount to pay my bill early, I'd do that. If, you know, anything that I could pay less for, that's all I ever did. I took every discount that was available to us. And of course, we use that in context of Newport, but we also need to think about that in context of the events that we attend. And you know, this leadership event is such a critical thing, and the team event that we've wrapped around it in Atlanta is such a critical event for ourselves, for our growth, personally, and for our growth of our own business. And so to reinvest in that and attend this event, you know, it's gonna pay off, because it always pays off. And so, you know, to do that, why not pay a cheaper price? And so, you know, it's time to go ahead and get registered now. And, of course, as a leader of your team, to pave the way, you want to start that philosophy. Even if you're brand new, the idea of getting registered for an event early is something that leaders do, something that as you grow your organization, you know, you want to lead the way by showing people, yes, I register early, you know, I get my team registered early. And so, you know, and take advantage of that. If you're going to do something anyway, why not pay less for it and more for it? And so thank you, Frank and Teresa, for extending that price, the lower price. And hopefully between now and Sunday, everybody can get on board and let the team know it's going to expire and be able to see everybody registered between now and Sunday. So nobody has to pay a higher price. That would be ideal. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. I'm excited about seeing everyone. I'm excited about the event that we're putting together that people are going to be experiencing in Atlanta. And so, you know, call your team, get everybody registered, and we'll see you there.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Elizabeth, and I'm excited too. And a special note to this for everybody for this Thursday night, very special event we're going to be putting together for all the Power 20s who were Power 20 last month and they hit it again this month. And there's two more groups of people who are going to be invited to that Thursday night, whatever we end up doing. We've got a couple things we're looking at. And we're going to invite all of the senior directors for the month of December who hit it this month and all of the executives who hit it in the month of December. So Power 20s November and December, and senior directors in December and executives in December will be invited to a Thursday night. And believe me, when you hear about it, you're going to want to be there.
Yeah, you want to get this done.
Yeah. So we're going to give you more news on that soon. All right. Anything else, Elizabeth?
Oh, that's all. I'm excited.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Gardner.
All right, everybody, go to the Performance Family site and get registered. I want to see your name on the list.
Make sure you tell your team to get registered,
yes,
too. I mean, the more absolutely you have there, the better off you're going to be.
Yes, and it's going to be a fabulous way to kick the year off together.
Absolutely. It'll be fun.
We look forward to seeing all of you and seeing your name on the list. Thanks so much, everybody.
This is a wrap.
That's a wrap. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, if not before.
All right.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.